Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. This is the State of California. Doug Sovereign is off this week. The Biden administration is giving PG&E a $1.1 billion grant to keep the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant in operation.
Diablo Canyon is the last nuclear power plant operating in California, as you know, and has been scheduled to shut down in two phases, the first in 2024 and the second in 2025. For more on this, we are joined live today on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Severin Borenstein, faculty director at the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business and member of the California Independent System Operator Board of Governors. Thank you so much for your time.
Sure.
What is the motive behind the Biden administration granting more than $1 billion to keep Diablo Canyon open? And would that happen in a different administration?
Well, the general thinking, and this is part of the IRA, is that nuclear power provides clean, firm energy, and we need more of that, particularly as we start integrating more wind and solar. We need some energy for the night times and for the times when the sun isn't shining, the wind isn't blowing, that doesn't release greenhouse gases. And so on that logic, the Congress appropriated a large amount of money to help keep nuclear power plants that were financially at risk from closing. Now, the reason they've been financially at risk, they would argue, is because natural gas prices have been very low, and they've gone way up this year, and because we've been subsidizing wind and solar. And there's some truth to both of those arguments. But at the same time, nuclear power remains a very expensive source of electricity.
Governor Newsom, late in the legislative session, was able to push through a number of constructs that would allow Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant to continue operating for another 5 years. If the feds had not given PG&E this $1.1 billion grant today, could that have gone forward?
I think probably not. I haven't dug deep into that agreement, but I think it really did depend on the federal government coming up with significant funding to keep the plant going. PG&E has said that relicensing the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant, which this will require, is going to be very expensive. They're going to have to do a lot of work on it, and the process is long and detailed. And so they really needed significant funding to keep it going, which of course raises the question of, is this really financially worth it?
How important is Diablo Canyon at this point?
Well, that depends very much on a lot of things that are hard to predict. One is how much storage we're going to get built over the next couple of years, and how fast storage, the cost of batteries and other storage technologies are going to evolve over the next 5 or 10 years. Particularly the cost of long-term storage. It's looking like we can have enough storage of the short-term 3 or 4 hours to get us through that end-of-the-day problem we saw, for instance, in early September. But the question is, over the longer term, when the wind isn't blowing much and the sun, of course, isn't shining at night, where's the power going to come from? And if we have a really cost-effective storage technology, we can probably meet those demands, storing power from the times the wind is blowing and the sun shining. But if we don't, nuclear power is a pretty attractive fallback technology.
These plans to keep Diablo going for a few more years, both by the state and feds, have been framed as temporary. Is there a scenario that you could see where it would not be temporary, where it just keeps operating indefinitely?
Well, I think their definition of temporary is at least 5 years and probably 10. So we're not talking about 1 or 2 years here. The cost would not make any sense if that were the case. And I think there's a decent chance that it could run beyond that time. Nobody's quite sure what technologies will be available, and I think there's a good chance that we will have the technology to phase it out at that point. But boy, you know, if you go back 10 years and look at the cost of solar and wind and batteries, I think we should be pretty humble in claiming we can predict how technology is going to evolve over the next decade.
Really interesting. The CPUC kind of pivoted this year when they had the controversial proposal to take away some of the benefits for solar users and future solar buyers and changing that to try and push energy storage. Do you think that's a good way to approach this as we phase away from the Diablo nuclear power plant? And how much energy does that power plant even supply California in the first place?
So that power plant has a capacity of about 2 gigawatts in a system that on average supplies about 30 and at the peaks is supplying about 50. It is able to provide power 24 hours a day, and that's very attractive. The sort of storage that we're talking about incentivizing for residential solar is really, it helps to substitute for that end of day. It's a few hours of storage, but it's not a substitute for long-term storage at all. And actually, the decision the CPUC put out, I think, really fell short in subsidizing that storage because it didn't require the storage to actually be operated in concert with the grid operator. It basically just said all you have to do is put in a battery. And if you do the analysis of the best way for the private homeowner to operate their battery, it's not really a way that helps the grid very much. So I think that we still have more work to do there. To the extent we are going to support storage behind the meter at households, we really need them to be operating in a way that helps the grid instead of just the homeowner.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Our guest, Severin Borenstein, faculty director of the Energy Institute at UC Berkeley's Haas School of Business, also a member of the California Independent System Operator Board of Governors.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.